More now on the fight over Medicare and other news events. We're joined by Slate and Day to Day's regular political analyst, Will Salatin. Hi, Will.
Hi, Alex.
Let's talk about Medicare first, or go on talking about it. I guess the question is, do seniors really want this coverage when they learn more about it? And what about the bets of the Democratic presidential candidates? They all seem to be betting no.
Well, you know, they are betting no, and I think it's because none of them wants to be seen as what they call Bush light. I mean, even Joe Lieberman, who has been the most similar to Bush in terms of the positions he's taken, on this bill said no, he's going to oppose it. They're all opposing it. It's kind of a mystery to me because this bill is basically a huge buy-off. Any concern that anybody had about this bill not being good enough or about imposing some threat down the line got bought off. Even the privatization that a lot of liberals complained about got shrunk to almost nothing and far in the future. Experimental programs, it's the position that Republicans took about voucher programs. They made it so meaningless that it wasn't even a threat anymore. I find it very odd that the Democrats are opposing it when it is basically just a whole lot of money spent to give people something, which admittedly isn't everything that they asked for, but is a heck of a lot.
I wonder about the Democrats because, you know, this is the issue, one of the issues that they like to bring out and say, this is where we're different from Republicans and this is why you should be voting for us. It sounds as though you're saying Mr. Bush has and the Republicans have successfully taken that issue away.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny that President Bush complained so much about President Clinton. This is exactly a Clintonian tactic, to take an issue on the other side. You know, in Clinton's case, there was, for example, welfare reform, and just do sort of a Democratic version of it or a compromise version of it, and you buy off the issue, and suddenly the other side doesn't have anything to complain about anymore. I think that's what Bush is doing here. This is just a ton of money to be spent on giving people health care, and they're sort of a little bit, it's almost that they're these little sops to the conservatives, not to the liberals. What the liberals are getting is just a ton of money. So I think it's a very difficult position for Democrats to fight.
Let me ask you about something else, another political position that's developed over the weekend. The Republicans have started running a new TV ad that features President Bush talking about the war on terror. Here's a clip from it.
Some have said, we must not act until the threat is imminent. Since when have terrorists and tyrants announced their intentions, politely putting us on notice before they strike?
Now, that's the president speaking in October of last year. Maybe what's more powerful in this message is what's called the chyron. This is the printed words that appear in the ad. What is it that the Republicans are saying in the text of this message?
Well, there's two things. The clip that you just played has Bush saying, basically, look, my view is we have to err on the side of action. Don't wait for the terrorists to strike us. If in doubt, you know, it's like what the cops say, and shoot first, ask questions later.
Right.
Well, okay, you know, it's maybe a sensible position off the top of your head when you feel under threat. But if the issue was Iraq and whether Iraq was a wise intervention for us to go into and have we handled the post-war properly, Bush is on the losing end of that right now because it's been very poorly handled and it's going badly. And we're now having to go back and crawl back to the Europeans whose help we didn't want in the first place. So what Bush is trying to do is to reframe the foreign policy question from Iraq to terrorism. The other thing, though, as you point out, it's not in the audio of the ad, but on screen, it says, some are now attacking the president for attacking the terrorists, a message that's both false and vile, if you ask me, because it impugns the patriotism of any Democrat who questions the president's Iraq policy. There isn't a single Democrat in the leadership of the party or in the presidential campaign who is attacking President Bush for attacking terrorists. What they're attacking him for is claiming to attack terrorists and going into Iraq when it turns out Iraq had nothing to do with terrorism and everything to do with some other agendas you can argue for in other ways, but they're not about terrorism.
Opinions and analysis from Will Salatin, who writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Alex.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.